Greetings again, my brothers and sisters in Christ. It's Pastor Bob, and it's a Saturday. It's October 9th. This is fall, people, and it is episode 61. Say amen to Roger Maris, the spirit of 61. Episode 61. I'm sure there's some people out there who probably have no idea what that reference might mean, but many of us do, so amen. Hey, we're still with Drew Lugenbuehl, and we've got an interesting devotion today. As always, Drew Lugenbuehl begins with a scripture verse and then some thoughtful reflections, and he closes with a takeaway. So that's just what we're going to do today. His devotion today is titled, Shiny Things. Shiny Things. And his scripture verse is from 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 7. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse 7. Here's what Paul says in that verse. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. Amen. Drew Lugenbuehl says, I love this verse. It tells the story of what it means to be content. Many of us want to accumulate more stuff. We want to enjoy the next great thing. It's human nature to want something. However, it's a discipline to say, you don't need it. Think about King Solomon. He was rich beyond what most of us could ever imagine. How's that wealth serving him today? You guessed it. It's gone. It stayed here when he died. Between tribal wars and families, the wealth he acquired was eventually destroyed. It took Solomon a while to realize this, though. If you read Ecclesiastes, you'll get the picture of him trying to discover meaning. Spoiler alert, he didn't find it in getting more stuff. When we die, it's gone. Period. None of it will help us when we meet God. Contentment was never going to be easy for humans. We weren't content in the garden. Think about it. Many aren't content today at their jobs, or their schools, or in their relationships. We always want the shiny new thing. We want more. One of the things I've been working on the past 6 months or so has been my contentment level. I've always felt like I was a fairly content guy. I don't have a lot of stuff, and I rarely buy things for pleasure, other than some food, of course. Near the end of the year is when our company does raises and such. This past year, I was excited because it was going to be my first one. However, I kept telling myself this line over and over. You are living off what you make now without issue. I had no need for more money. After all, I had gotten used to my starting salary and was living appropriately within my means. So when the raise came, what did I do? You'd be surprised. I knew I didn't need the money, so I did two things with the raise. I split it between God and savings. I wanted to give it to God to show my appreciation for what God has done in my life. I wouldn't be where I am without Him. The money is rightfully His. So after I gave God his portion. I put the rest of the raise into a savings account. Part of that savings is for retirement, while the other part is a miscellaneous fund, most likely a house fund for the near future. But the point is that I didn't go get some new shiny car or some new fancy computer. I divided the money appropriately and then continued to live to the best of my ability on my starting salary. Today's takeaway asks you this. Are you striving toward the next big thing? Remember that we can't take anything with us. At the end of the day, God's going to be looking at what we did and didn't do for Him. Amen and amen.